There are multiple viruses that can cause this, but the most common one is respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. The infection in younger infants is most severe because of the structure of the airway. Just a simple upper respiratory infection like a cold can progress into a lower respiratory infection where they have difficulty breathing, their oxygen saturations may go down, and they may require hospitalizations.
Now, Children's Medical Center took part in a two-year program to streamline care and reduce unneeded tests. Why was there a need for this?
In healthcare, there is overutilization. We know there is waste.
When you say waste, you're referring to what? Too many tests?
Too many tests, too many x-rays. And this is a national trend. This is not just a local trend. This is seen from different hospital to hospital, practices to practices, and within physicians in the same practice too. So our goal was to develop this guideline at local level, bring all the providers who are involved in managing this condition. For example, when a pediatrician in the community sees a child and feels the kid is getting sicker and needs to go to the hospital, they may come to our emergency room. There they are seen by nurses, respiratory therapists, trainees. We are an academic medical center. Physicians, ER physicians, they may decide to discharge the kid home back to pediatrician for a follow-up. If the kid is serious and requires oxygen or further treatment, they might be admitted for observation. In that case, they get admitted to my service sometime, which is a pediatric hospitalist who manage patient in the inpatient setting. If they are even more serious, they might end up in the intensive care. So our goal was to bring all those providers together, review the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines together, and develop our process of how can we streamline practice.
So your recommended guideline then is what?
So now one thing you have to realize this, there are no national benchmarks here. Nobody knows if a child with bronchiolitis is admitted, what should be the chest x-ray rate? How long should these kids be admitted? And we were able to reduce our outcomes further and reduce the percentage of patients who were getting extra chest x-rays, which were not recommended, the percentage of patients who were getting antibiotics, the length of stay. So we streamlined the process.
Simply by having what?
Better communication, teamwork, and also engage all the frontline providers.
So now that you have this recommendation, what's the next step?
The next step is to educate the community, ensure that whatever outcome metrics we've achieved locally can be spread across the continuum, across the hospitals. So there's better education and better understanding of how to manage these children, when to refer them.
So basic steps then for parents that they should remember.
The most important thing here would be hand hygiene. So wash your hands every time you are exposed to any of these areas, even in the hospital when you're walking. You know, it's teeming with infections. So if you open a door for somebody, go wash your hands. Another thing to remember is to not share food items. If you have a child who has cold-like symptoms, then keep them away from children with high-risk condition. If you are sick with cold-like symptoms, stay away from the child. Sometimes it may not be possible. It's easier said than done. I know this sounds very simple, but the simple measures can prevent this infection.
Dr. Mittal, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.